And welcome back to Juneau Afternoon, which is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. And our next guest is here to talk about a part of Public Service Recognition Week. Ann Fuller's here as a volunteer at the City Museum. How you doing, Ann?
Fine, Andy.
Good to see
glad
you back here in the KTO studios. And Alyssa Borges, the City Museum Curator of Public Programs, might be coming in too. Maybe she might burst through this door at any moment. But we wanted to talk about this Public Service Recognition Week. So just give me a little bit of a rundown about what that week is all about.
It's a celebration of the people, both paid staff and volunteers, who are our community helpers. Can you tell I used to teach third grade, Andy? And there are a lot of people doing all sorts of jobs that keep our city and borough humming along.
Yeah, and I think we just sort of a lot of times probably just take it for granted, right? And this is an opportunity to make sure we don't do that, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I think all week there have been people in to talk about different parts of the city.
So tell me about the City Museum. You're a volunteer there. And what are the things that people maybe don't think about that public program and about the public service that happens at the City Museum?
Well, we are part of the library. So that's the director of city government that runs the museum. Mm-hmm. The museum is in a building that was built by and for the people of Juneau back in 1951. Everyone helped raise money for the War Memorial Building to be a library. And then after the library, downtown library, moved to the branch on the water, that building evolved to be the Juneau Douglas City Museum, beginning with those devoted volunteers who did the mining museum up Gold Creek.
Now that... It's really interesting. The City Museum always reminds me of the time machine, the TARDIS in Doctor Who, because from outside it looks like a little building, and then you go in and it is kind of expansive. It grows, right? It's amazing.
It is. And there are wonderful things in storage. There are files of romantic things like the dog sled being driven up Main Street as the young man came home to Juneau and wanted to impress his young lady. And lots of artifacts. We're lucky to be able to hire professional staff who have done some really wonderful displays and exhibits. There's a whole large section of a wall that's devoted to what do you see? And it's little tiny matchboxes and other artifacts from businesses around town.
Right, and as you said, it has a link to the part of its history has to do with mining history. I'm always fascinated by that 3D model of Mount Roberts and all the amazing mine shafts and the. We don't realize what a kind of Swiss cheese Mount Roberts is full of mine shafts and stuff. I'm always fascinated by that exhibit as well. And Alyssa Borges has joined us.
Hi,
Alyssa, thanks so much.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yes.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
And we were just talking about the fun collection, the amazing and fun collection, all the different great stuff that's in the City Museum.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I was just saying that the link to the mining museum is something that always impresses me. That's such a key part of the history of Juneau, and recognizing that and understanding what that history was about is really interesting.
For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And the collection has come from Juneau, and so it has. There are amazing and very intricate details about the mining history. On a rainy day, it's beautiful to spend time in that gallery. I always learn more.
Yes. Yeah. It's densely packed full of information.
Are there specific things that are happening right now at the museum people should make sure they check out?
Well, there are. And we were hoping to talk a little bit today about volunteering. And I don't
know. Yeah.
Did you already get a chance to do that?
No, go ahead. Yeah.
So we were here just to talk about the incredible volunteer program that the City Museum has, and it has been in place since 1976, I believe. And the reason Anne's here is because she's one of our very cherished, valued volunteers. And I believe it's volunteer recognition or service civic service recognition week. And we just wanted to talk a little bit about what volunteers do at the City Museum, and Anne can share what she does, and to invite people out there who may be listening, if you're interested in volunteering, to definitely contact us. But we have a real rich history of volunteers, and we couldn't run the museum without them, honestly. They put in around 2,000 hours a year, which equates more than one full-time staff member. We only have four staff members to run the entire museum, and so we literally, we could not do it without them. Some people put in, you know, on average between 40 to 50 hours a year, and others upwards to 400. And we just have such an amazing variety of people who are interested in doing the work, and that, which includes visitor services at the front desk, greeting everybody who comes in and sharing a bit about themselves and their connection to our place, as well as the history and the culture and the arts. And we also have people that do tours, such as Anne, tours of the downtown area of the Capitol building. And we do special thematic tours every year as well. And we're constantly looking to expand. We're hoping to have docents to lead people through our densely packed, you know, exhibits, and to kind of break down the information, and for those who like to have that interpretive experience in a museum.
Wow, there's all these different skill sets you could have and still be fit in as a volunteer.
Exactly.
There.
And I have to say, you don't have to know everything about our history. You don't. You can learn it as you go.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to feel like you have to be a historian. You can come in, and if you just want to learn some interesting things, it's a great way to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would love for Anne to share the things she's done. And
yeah. What do you feel are your sort of specialties as a volunteer there? Or the things that you've enjoyed most, maybe. Yeah.
I think being a tour guide. So the museum offers a historical walking tour of downtown during the summer, and we get lots of people visiting from town. We have a presence on the web, so some people look ahead and book their tour. But we also have locals. It's a great way to spend a couple of hours with one of us volunteers. And
what's a typical walk? What sort of route do you take?
Oh, well, I like to give a tour that talks about how it's people like us and people who stepped up. And then we know these stories because of the people who told the stories and kept them alive. So we start at the museum. I like to go over to the state office building, look out over what used to be Tidelands of Gold Creek, talk about the massive public works project that was paving the road at the base of Telephone Hill. That happened in the 1930s. And there's never enough time to cover everything, so it depends on who's there.
Right.
But we can look at Douglas Island and Treadwell, walk through the state office building to mention the pipe organ, encourage people who are independent travelers and going to be there more than a day. They could come back and hear that organ play. Talk about the grizzly bear and the difference between grizzly bears and black bears. And
well, that stuff that sort of big people, you know, either as a reminder for those of us who live there, or maybe we never heard or don't know the specific histories of certain things, or obviously for a visitor who's coming to town, it's, you know, all new information for them.
Right. So then drop down a block, and I'm not going to give you the whole tour because that takes more like 90 minutes.
You'll just have to come and go on a tour.
That's like an invitation. I love it. I'll do it.
Because we can talk about the baker who saved the miners in the Cassiar. And our singing bishop, who was called the Bish, and try to make sure that I at least get a look at the house posts. If people are good at walking up and down hills, we'll walk down to the sub-left building to see that new art right there at Heritage Square. Usually stop at Arnie Weimer's mural and talk about the Baranoff Hotel and suggest that if people really want to know, there's a difference in architecture between the Alaska Light and Power, where the newspaper was, and the Baranoff Hotel, built about 4 years apart, and some people would distinguish their styles. Others of us don't because we're lumpers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
walk out past the churches, talk about Kasheverov at the Roman Orthodox Church, which ties into looking at that other museum, the State Museum. And on these tours, which are the afternoon tours, we get to end up at the Capitol Inn for tea and cookies.
Very nice. How refined.
Yeah. Yes. Very refined. And it's a historic building originally built from a Sears kit. And
It's a catalog kit building. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've always suspected that my house that I live in that I bought from you many years ago was maybe a catalog house. But yeah, I've always suspected that.
Right.
Well, if folks want to get involved in volunteering in all different capacities, how can they do that?
Well, they can call me at the City Museum at 586-3572. And I just want to let people know they don't have to commit all their summer. They could spend 3-hour shifts, you know, once a week, and that would be a huge help to us right now. So we are looking for people who are interested in leading the Capitol tour. That's the building through the tour that goes through the building.
That's a fun idea.
It's very fun. That's cool. Just full of amazing photographs and art, and just it's amazing. And we're also looking for people interested in front desk service work, you know, at the museum, greeting visitors, and it gets quite busy, so we always need help there. So definitely call the museum. We would love to have you.
All right. Well, that's a great invitation. It's the City Museum, and it's in. You guys are here in recognition of Public Service Recognition Week, and there's opportunities to volunteer. You can be a volunteer just like Ann is, and enjoy leading people around on tours, or welcoming them to the museum, or all other different kinds of things going on there. Alyssa Borges is the person to contact if you want to get involved at the City Museum. She's the curator there of public programs. And Ann Fuller, you're a City Museum volunteer. Thanks to both of you for coming in and letting us know about all the opportunities there are to volunteer. And
thanks
for
so much.
Recognizing the great public service that volunteers do.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Peppin' the kids out of their coats, the way the babies haven't been born.